Did you know that flipbooks have become the latest rage in the publishing industry? Hello and welcome. My name is Mo Chandler. I am the president of Bukama, Caliendo, and Renner, Way Up North Flipbooks. One of the brightest new authors in the flipbook genre is Glenn Morrow. I am very pleased to tell you that Bukama, Caliendo, and Renner handles PR and promotions for Mr. Morrow. I am here today to talk about Glenn's newest flipbook, which is titled Staying Relevant, with Brain Engaged. This is the third flipbook from Mr. Morrow that Bukama, Caliendo, and Renner has promoted. Regrettably, Glenn is unable to be here today, however, he has left me a copy of the presentation that he was planning to deliver today. As you can see, I am a small, little bitty man, so I need to get started before this big flipbook falls on me. I do apologize for my strange-sounding voice. I have what we in the industry refer to as a digital bad cold. It sometimes makes me sound like a robot. I will read from Glenn's presentation notes verbatim if you don't mind. Okay, I will begin reading right now. As we get older, our ultimate goals should be to stay alert, to stay relevant, and to maintain the quality of life that we have become accustomed to. Sometimes it feels like our bodies and our brains are our greatest enemies. In response to this real or sometimes perceived decline, we must never give up or drop out. The phrases, I can't, and I am too old should be totally eliminated from our vocabulary. And complacency should never be an option. In addition to keeping our physical body strong, we must continue to challenge and stimulate our brains with activities that we enjoy. All of us have special things that we like to do. For example, two of my favorite activities are writing and learning new software. I cannot deny that I am a geek. Well, it is what it is. Creating this flipbook is a great example of taking on a project that really challenged me and stimulated my brain. It required total commitment on my part with my brain fully engaged. Yes, this flipbook was quite a challenge to write, code, and design. Limiting it to only 75 articles was a difficult task for me. I like to refer to the things that I write as reflections. After serious deliberation, I eventually selected 75 reflections that related to topics such as my travels, the sports scene, retirement and me, my close family, my younger years, my work life, Vietnam and me, my take on politics, my dabbling with fiction, my education, some book and movie reviews that I have written, and many other various topics. All of these selections were written after I retired in January of 2004. In fact, most of them were written after 2012. Although this flipbook ended up with almost 900 pages, you need not fear, as I can readily assure you that it is not another War and Peace. Writing, coding, and creating these flip books keeps me engaged, busy, alert, and out of trouble. It is my way of continuing to fight the good fight to stay relevant. I continue to think that I still have important ideas and experiences to contribute to the discussion. I have now lived on this planet for parts of 9 decades, and I realize that my physical body has slowed down considerably. However, my brain still is functioning rather well. As long as this continues, I am going to keep on fighting the good fight with my brain fully engaged. Of course, all of us have our issues. I suffer from severe hearing loss and extreme shyness, which tends to make me want to withdraw and disengage. It has been a constant struggle for me. Although I obviously do need to do some work on my physical body, my current focus is staying alert and staying relevant with my brain engaged. Okay, there you have it. I have now finished reading the notes that Mr. Morrow left for me. Now, I just would like to add my 2 cents by stating that this new flipbook by Mr. Morrow includes many interesting articles which range from the lighthearted and comical, to the very serious topics of partisan politics and the Vietnam War. I strongly encourage everyone to read this newest flipbook release, which includes 75 of his so-called reflections. If you like this new flipbook, please let him know and encourage him to create more of these gems. I am sure that if Mr. Morrow were here today, he would leave you with his usual farewell, which is, thank you for stopping by. Have a great day. And may God continue to bless you all. Before I go, I would like to apologize one more time for my raspy voice and my rather dull reading of Glenn's presentation. I realize that I often speak much too fast, do not always enunciate properly, and tend to speak in a rhythmic tone. I also should apologize to Mr. Morrow for my poor delivery today. I simply was not my usual enthusiastic self. To be completely honest, I am very tired and do not feel well. Also, I know that everyone was disappointed in not hearing or meeting the flipbook's author today. Unfortunately, Glenn had a social engagement at his condo association in Meadowcroft South in Bradenton, Florida. It appears that their group is very close-knit and have a lot of potlucks and fellowship. Again, my name is Mo Chandler and my firm is Bukema, Caliendo, and Renner, way up north flip books. Now, before this page flips and squishes me or the waves of Coquina Beach knock me down, I will bid you a fond farewell from the beautiful beaches of Anna Maria Island. Until next time, I sincerely wish you happiness and continued success in all of your endeavors. Happy reading!